This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. General Motors and Stellantis said they have laid off additional workers because of consequences related to the United Auto Workers strike. General Motors said in a statement yesterday that it had halted production at its assembly plant in Fairfax, Kansas, because of a shortage of critical stampings that would have been supplied by a factory in Wentzville, Missouri, where workers went on strike last week. About 2,000 workers are affected. Earlier yesterday, Stellantis said it was laying off about 370 employees at three parts factories in Ohio and Indiana immediately. This is due to storage constraints also related to the strike. The plants make parts for Jeep vehicles built at the automaker's Toledo Assembly Complex, where workers are also on strike. Another deadline is approaching tomorrow at noon Eastern. If demands are not met, more UAW members are expected to walk off the job. No more rate hikes for now.
After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective."
Powell says the hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. I'm John Schaefer.
The Department of Homeland Security announced last night the Biden administration plans to offer nearly a 500,000 Venezuelan nationals temporary permission to live and work in the United States legally. More than 7.3 million people have fled Venezuela in recent years. That's according to the United Nations. DHS plans to extend temporary protection status, or TPS, to Venezuelan migrants who arrived by July 31st, 2023. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The White House is putting together a program and bring young people into low-carbon energy and climate-resilient jobs. White House officials just unveiled the American Climate Corps. It's an executive branch try at the New Deal inspired by Civilian Climate Corps idea, which the White House unsuccessfully prodded Congress to create and fund with billions of dollars. Unveiled during Climate Week, the Corps is a paid training program that aims to provide pathways to high-quality employment opportunities in the public and private sectors. That's according to the White House. A hate crime is under investigation in Anne Arundel County.
Law enforcement are currently probing an incident that they've deemed a hate crime at a church located in Linthicum Heights. On Tuesday evening, a report prompted police to respond to the Friendship Church of the Brethren, located in the 200 block of Mansion Road. Upon arrival, they found that an individual had gained unauthorized access to the church premises during its non-operational hours spanning September 15th to 16th. Three of the interior doors in that church were damaged. I'm John Schaefer.
The House plans to hold the first hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden on September 28th. The hearing is from the Republicans' ongoing probe into the president's involvement with business dealings of his son Hunter Biden and extensive bank records and government whistleblowers. Republican Representative James Comer claims the Oversight Committee will continue to follow the evidence. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Grover Nordquist with us, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I am doing reasonably well for the season.
I think all things considered, Joe Biden offered amnesty, we understand.
Now you just ruined
I'm sorry, did I? Well, no, there might be good news here. Good news here. Okay, 470,000 Venezuelan migrants, okay? He's going to hook them up, get them all squared away. All is good for them. I'm saying, hey, while you're coming, bring oil.
In your back pocket.
Whatever. I mean, here they are. This is the number one, right? Aren't they the number one, you know, country on the planet? They got the largest oil reserves. And last time I checked, Biden has drained our strategic oil reserves. Maybe as a quid pro quo, because Biden knows about quid pro quo. Of course, he might be reluctant because it's not necessarily going directly into his pocket or one of the grandkids. But, maybe Joe can, you know, spread the love a little bit and let some of the American people get some of the oil from Venezuela. Why not, huh?
Well, there are two thoughts on this. Venezuela, of course, as you say, it's one of the countries in the world, or the country in the world, with the most oil underground that, you know, the last bajillion years. And I think it was Milton Friedman or somebody like him who said, you know, if you put the socialists in charge of the Sahara desert, they'd run out of sand after a while.
Right.
And Venezuela did put their economy underneath, the dictatorship in Venezuela put the economy under a socialist regime. And now they're having trouble with energy, and which you think would be difficult. It'd be like Saudi Arabia running out of energy.
Right, exactly.
There are 470,000 Venezuelans coming up. I think Biden hasn't thought this through. Who hates socialism more than a refugee from a socialist country?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the Venezuelans I've run into here, they're shocked. They can't believe what's happening here in America. They go, we've seen this bad news before. This movie, we know how it ends. And they cannot believe it's happening here in America. And that is the recurring theme from all these migrants. And even those that are here legally are saying the same thing. You know, they left their country in order to find freedom. And America was their last resort. What are we going to do? You know, are we going to be like some of these guys that are, you got some of these uber rich people that are trying to, you know, find and build islands that they can reserve for themselves, you know, other than America?
Yeah, the good news is I think we'll survive for just the reason that socialism doesn't work.
Right.
Everybody was worried that China was going to eat our lunch, and then all of a sudden in the last several months, somebody looked at numbers that have been true for a decade, and that is that China is going to collapse as a world power because it's the number of Chinese people, number of citizens in China, drops precipitously. I mean, we've known since 2015 that by 2040, 25 years, one lifespan, there would be 250 million fewer Chinese between the age of 25 and 55 key workers, and 250 million more people over 55. So China gets old before it gets rich, and the number of workers in China has already started to decline, and it's going to drop by 250 from where it was just in 2015, and then that accelerates, because when you forget to have kids, particularly they forget to have women,
exactly. They have no women. Where are they going to reproduce? They're like the Shakers out in Kentucky, right? They didn't believe in having sex, and so then they went extinct.
Oh, did they? Because when I was a kid, I remember being told that there was like one left or something. So is that all over now?
I think yeah, pretty much gone. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
It's kind of a cool name, Shakers.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they were Shakers, but they didn't know how. They forgot how to move. You have to have movers and shakers. That's
movers and shakers. That's
right. It's in the Bible, Grover. I'm telling you, it's there in
movers,
the Bible. All things are in the Bible.
Famous quote.
Yeah, it's we're having too much fun here, Grover. We're going to get in trouble, I think, you know. But at least we're not walking into flags and forgetting to shake, the president of Brazil's hand, I guess. Did you see that? With Joe Biden's latest deal? He walked into a flag. Yeah. He's going on stage, walked into a flag, and it kind of trips over. Fortunately, he didn't fall down, thank God. And then after his speech, the president, you know, he shakes hands. I can't remember who was to his immediate left. Anyway, he shakes his hand. And then, the president of Brazil, just sitting there like a lump of coal, just reaches out his hand. And Biden just, exits stage right and leaves him standing there. And the president of Brazil just kind of motions his hand in a very disgusting manner, like, you know, we're out of here.
Nobody likes to think you've been invited to a party and nobody knows who you are.
Even when the person doesn't know, when they're so mentally debilitated, they don't even know who they are, much less anybody else. But yeah, it's embarrassing.
Oh dear, that's unfortunate. Now Brazil will declare war on us or something. Okay. Ouch.
Yeah, it just never. But you see, this is all this stuff that's going on, and of course, we've got the pending impeachment, the inquiry, the official step will start next week. We had to put up with, which we knew what was going to happen. It was just so sufferable watching the hearings with Merrick Garland. You knew that was not going to go anywhere. I mean, he didn't even know Viktor Shokin. He didn't know who Viktor Shokin was. This guy doesn't know anything. And he is the attorney general of this country. And I kept thinking, time and again, when he couldn't answer, he just flat out, and some of the stuff was obvious. He didn't want to answer because he didn't want to get himself in any kind of jeopardy. But the other stuff was that he didn't recall, he didn't know, and I'm thinking, this guy almost became a justice on the Supreme Court.
And he was, as partisan as he has been, as in the middle of corruption that doesn't seem to offend him, as he's been, whether he's complicit or not, he doesn't seem to be shook up about it. He doesn't seem to be angry about it. He doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
Because he and Mayorkas went to the same, the same school of, it's not my job.
The left was attacking Republicans and the leader of the Senate, Republicans, Mitch McConnell, because he said no to putting this guy on the Supreme Court, and they said, oh, he's a moderate and he's nonpartisan, and then they bring him out and he's a partisan bulldog. They were trying to, and the press didn't expose that at the time. You know, they people had to know him from when he was younger. Biden, you know, Obama wasn't recommending somebody who he had no idea what he was like. And the entire press said we were being mean to a guy who was moderate and not political. They just lied to us again.
Well, the same thing like they said about Joe Biden, right? Which, I mean, here's the record of Joe Biden. I mean, why anybody would think that he was moderate? It was like, and I don't know if the American people are finally waking up and going, these guys just keep lying to us, right? We've got more from Grover after this. Stay with us.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Pakistan is home to almost 240 million people. Studies indicate that only 1.6% of them claim to be Christian. That means there are over 236 million people in Pakistan who need to be given the chance to hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Savior. This is why the Tide Ministry is determined to declare the truth about Jesus in the languages spoken by various people groups in Pakistan. Believers in Pakistan and the surrounding region are grossly outnumbered and face extreme persecution. And it's up to us to find ways to support and encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ as they endure discrimination and persevere in the face of blatant attacks. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Well, we've got debate number two coming up next week. Grover and former President Trump says, I don't need to be there. So he's not sticking around. He's out, pressing the flesh. And everywhere he goes, he creates quite the commotion. His numbers are still solid. And the latest polling that I saw was DeSantis is slipping. I mean, he's slipping dramatically. He's no longer the definitive number two in the race here.
Yeah, I obviously focus on taxes, and I'm disappointed that DeSantis has not signed the pledge against raising taxes, as Trump did when he ran the last time, and most of the other candidates either have or say they're going to. When DeSantis put out his statement on taxes, the only thing he had in there is like 10 sentences. On different subjects. And the one on taxes was, we need to keep our low tax rates. Well, that sounds to me as if he thinks our taxes are as low as they can get. When Reagan left office, the top individual tax rate was 27, and now it's like 37. So I don't consider us having low tax rates. Our corporate income tax is still higher than what China does. Higher than several European countries. Why would you not want to bring that down?
Exactly, to be competitive. That's what Trump did. That's what Trump did. It was a no-brainer because he understands how business works. Business goes where it's invited and where, you know, the water is warm and comfortable, not irritable, right?
The corporate rate was 35% when President Trump was elected. He took it down to 21. Rubio, it was supposed to go to 20. Rubio wanted to spend some money on something else, so had to go. Could only take it down to 21. Thank you, Mr. Rubio. So we got 21 with getting stabbed in the back in the last literally 2 days of negotiation. So that's 21 instead of 20. But what Trump had started with was, let's go to 15. Now, one, if you ask for 15, maybe you get to 20. If you start with 20, you maybe get to 25.
Exactly.
That said, next time around, my advice to Trump or whoever the Republican nominee is you don't go to 15, you go to 14. And the reason why 14 or 13 is important is that Biden has a minimum tax of 15% that he wants, that he put in, which means normally if you had a normal deduction because you were investing in new plant and equipment, you could expense it. He has a 15% tax on new investment in this country. That's what it is. It's a 15% tax, not just on what a company makes, but even if you invested it in building a new plant, they take 15% out of it. So they know they're doing damage to growth. Biden doesn't care. So we need to say fooey on 15, and the Europeans have this theory that Biden wants to join them on, is that we'll have a cartel. Remember the Arab countries, the OPEC countries?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to put a floor under the price of oil. That's what we'll do, and we'll take all this money from the rest of the world. Well, the Europeans say, let's do the same thing as countries. Let's put a floor on taxes so we all agree not to compete by having lower taxes. We can compete on lower wages, but not lower taxes. Well, America, we want to compete on lower taxes, not lower wages. Lower taxes, less regulation, not lower pay. And so if we go to 14, it's a way of telling the Europeans, you know this 15% cartel you wanted? We're not in. We're not
in. Exactly.
We're clearer. We're not in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's switch to the IRS. I promised that we were going to talk about this. And, you know, they're making good on their promise to expand the tax collecting agency to the tune of $80 billion, hiring 4,000 new compliance agents. What does that spell for the everyday American?
Well, it's Biden and Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, and the entire IRS yelling, we lied to you. We told you we'd never raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $400,000 in order for Biden to win the election. And, of course, they've raised taxes on oil. And they plan to use auditing to go after lower-income people. when this was something that almost cost the Democrats almost couldn't pass their stupid IRA bill because people realized that these 87,000, or they made it sound like the 87,000 people were going to be answering phones and being helpful to questions, okay?
Right.
What did they announce?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they don't need, why did they give them guns and ammo if they're going to just answer phones?
That's right.
Or maybe I shouldn't ask that question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Not if you're standing anywhere near the guy with the guns and ammo. And now, of course, they're announcing how many enforcement agents they have, which doesn't sound like receptionist to me. And they're targeting certain parts of the country. I'd like to see the names. I don't think they're up in Martha's Vineyard going after rich Democrats.
Probably not.
I tend to think those are red states.
Well, they're probably using the same map that Merrick Garland is using that says that it's bipartisan, that they're equally fair to conservatives as well as liberals, right?
Yes, good point. So what they are doing is the Democrats said, oh, we won't tax people who make less. We won't audit people, more audits on people who make less than $400,000. And Republicans put that up for a vote, and every Democrat voted against it. It was defeated. They said, this is what we're going to do. And we said, let's make it a law. And they said, oh, well, we were lying. We're not going to do that. So we're certainly not going to do a law.
Exactly.
And now they're back to, we'll audit who we want to. And they refuse to, by the way, even keep statistics on how many people above and below 400,000 they audit, because they want, write this down, agility. Agility.
Oh,
this is the new word. We will audit people we don't like, and we will call it agility.
Yeah.
And you saw a week ago they announced, well, we're going to only go after rich people, so they say. Right. Nothing says that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Only go after rich people, and we're going to do it through artificial intelligence, AI. What does that mean? It means we'll put this stuff in a black box and out pops the people we audit. And when you ask how come only conservatives got audited, we'll say, hey, this is science. This is artificial intelligence.
Look at the black box. Yes,
see the
right.
black box? That's science.
Yeah.
That's Fauci's
okay.
over here. Fauci,
yeah,
that's science.
But can you show me the algorithm? No. You can't open up the hood. No. You can't get underneath the hood of it because that's all proprietary, right?
Well, I told you this story. I did this with the IRS back in 97 when I was on a commission on restructuring the IRS. I asked the head of the IRS then, under Clinton, because they were auditing all the conservatives. I said, all my conservative friends are getting audited. I talked to the liberals. None of them are being audited. Why is this? Oh, well, we have this algorithm that's very nonpartisan and fair, and so it's all chosen that way. And I said, great, let's see it. Oh, it's a secret. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding. It's just like we get bamboozled on every turn. I mean, you know, you watch 15 minutes of Merrick Garland yesterday and you go, where have I seen this nightmare before? It just keeps on coming over and over again. It's just, you know, we continue to get bamboozled. We're treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark, and the manure keeps piling on us, Grover.
They're trying. They're with some success. I think with Twitter being freed up, with the First Amendment being taken seriously, with the courts telling the Biden administration you're not allowed to go, conservatives got very angry at Google and Twitter and Facebook, and now we're learning these people were threatened by the FBI to do what they did.
Exactly.
And I think it's a mistake to be mad at the guys who are being blackmailed as opposed to the guy who's holding the gun. And, yeah, maybe they should have been very brave and thrown away billions of dollars by taking on the federal government.
And then they'd have been audited, and there's all kinds of problems, the FBI and IRS
Google's
and all the other.
Google's being sued now because they don't behave. Yeah,
exactly. You see, but to your earlier point, though, Grover, see, this is the malfeasance of the mainstream media. They need to be in the mix here. They need to be reporting on this. But because they're in the bubble with this totalitarian government that we're being subjected to right now, our hands are tied behind our back and everybody else, and they're forced to do things that are unethical. And so, you know, this has got to stop in order for us to get our country back on track and for we the people to be back in charge the way our founding fathers always wanted it to be, right?
Absolutely. Got to do this.
Just saying. Grover Norquist, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. General Motors and Stellantis said they have laid off additional workers because of consequences related to the United Auto Workers strike. General Motors said in a statement yesterday that it had halted production at its assembly plant in Fairfax, Kansas, because of a shortage of critical stampings that would have been supplied by a factory in Wentzville, Missouri, where workers went on strike last week. About 2,000 workers are affected. Earlier yesterday, Stellantis said it was laying off about 370 employees at three parts factories in Ohio and Indiana immediately. This is due to storage constraints also related to the strike. The plants make parts for Jeep vehicles built at the automaker's Toledo Assembly Complex, where workers are also on strike. Another deadline is approaching tomorrow at noon Eastern. If demands are not met, more UAW members are expected to walk off the job. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it seems that losing power during or after a severe weather event is the norm these days, and sometimes those power outages can last days or even worse, weeks. That's why National Preparedness Month, which is in September, is a good time for homeowners to consider a more diverse energy mix. Joining us today from California is HGTV star Matt Black. Matt is partnering with the Propane Education and Research Council to help families prepare for the uncertainties that come during power outages. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, so why should homeowners plan for severe weather events?
Oh, I'm a case study on this. So I'm from California originally, and you're used to rolling blackouts, but I didn't know weather until I moved to Kansas a couple years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So they called it a tornado. It was an EF0. It came about three blocks from our house, but it knocked out power everywhere. And we were down for 3 days, and I felt helpless. I have built homes for a living, 25 years experience. I fixed everything. I could not put the power back on, and it just made me think of how vulnerable I am and how vulnerable my family is and the importance of having an emergency plan in place. And so we needed that secondary source of power like a generator.
Yeah, there's nothing like experience to define preference, as I always say. And sometimes those experiences bring hard lessons along with it, right?
Oh, gosh. It was, you know, it was a wake-up call. And, you know, I didn't, there was so many things that, I realized, right? I realized what we relied on in terms of power.
Yes.
You know, when the power goes out, everyone's scrambling for it, right? So you try to go get a generator down at the store. They're three times as expensive. Everyone's running for gas. Can you get out of the neighborhood? I mean, it was just an emotionally damaging event for me, and which it was a wake-up call where I said, hey, I got to take some action here.
This can't happen. This can't happen again.
No.
I know what you're saying. Exactly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, you know, the family. I mean, like, the family was the most important part. It's like, you know, I want to be able to protect my family, protect my investment. You know, and we were losing, you know, money from all the refrigerator and the freezer. Everything was going bad. You know, we didn't think about, you know, the vital systems like fire alarms, the smoke detectors and all security. And then some people with, like, medical equipment, too. I mean, these are things that it can just be down.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, preparedness.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, here your family's looking to you. I mean, you're Mr. Fix-It guy. I mean, you're home builder. You're supposed to know all this stuff, right?
It was a giant scoop of humble, is what that was. You know, that just got the doubt in me, and I said, you know what, this is not going to happen next time. Right? I don't want it. You know, because even days after that, we got our power back up and running. You know, all of a sudden the wind would blow, and I'd get this anxiety. So, you know, what I recommend, propane power generator. You know, they are reliable, they're versatile, and you want to use a licensed electrician. So, you know, where do you start? You know, you can go to propane.com. / for my home. We got some great ideas there. But also, your licensed electrician, they're going to be the one that's not only going to size the proper generator for you. And it's not life as usual when a generator goes back on. That's not the purpose, right? The purpose is just to get you through and to give you those vital, you know, things that you need. You know, like I said, the freezer, a couple plugs, you know, internet perhaps. You know, if you have a big enough generator, you can do a furnace. But if not, if you have a propane-powered generator, you can also use that propane to in your fireplace, and you can heat the house with your fireplace. You don't have to go down the street to go get that propane. You should already work with your propane service provider to give you the proper tank. And those tanks that we install, you know, for home, they can last, you know, a full year not go. Yeah, so they're huge. It's not just that little white cylinder that we see that we go exchange every day. You know, these are built for longevity. And I love it's a clean burning fuel. It's not a, you know, diesel and gas generators. Not only do they, you know, they pollute the environment, but also there is a shelf life to diesel. You know, if you have a can of gas sitting on your shelf for 2 years, it's no good. Right, that it degrades over time, and you put that in an engine, it's gonna harm it. So propane has a huge shelf life, and you don't have to worry about the volatility of prices. Once you buy that propane, it is your energy source. It is there, it is independent, and you don't have to worry about fluctuating prices.
And how long will that last, Matt?
Oh, years. I mean, years. I mean, you know, propane it lasts years. So it's great. It's a great source for not only, you know, like barbecue, but you know, you can use it as a, you know, for your dryer to dry your clothes. You can use it on your cooktop. You can use it for your fireplace. I mean, there's a lot of different places you can diversify, and that's what's really important: diversification within your home, so that you can kind of get that energy independence and use, you know, when that electricity comes back up, you're back up and running with electricity, but you always have that peace of mind when that generator is right there. And it has a transfer switch on it, which is beautiful, which means you don't have to go outside and flip a switch when the power goes off. It automatically senses the power is off, it powers up the generator, and then powers those devices in your house.
Wow.
I love stuff like that. We're talking energy resilience for National Preparedness Month with Matt Blashaw. He's the HGTV star and real estate and building expert. Of course, the California boy relates his own personal story, living in Kansas, chasing down Toto and Dorothy and the rest of them. Matt, I know how you feel. I mean, I got caught in a situation, you know, coming to Florida. I grew up all my life in California. I come here to Florida and experience, you know, my first hurricane. And that was all kinds of fun, you know. So, you know, and I realized how far out of water I was, you know. But, you know, but you're able to overcome. You make friends. You network. You get the ideas. And then you're better prepared the next time around, right?
Yeah, I got to thank my neighbor. He allowed me to grab a little extension cord and run it to my refrigerator, you know, just as a, you know, as a nice, you know. Gesture, but you know,
welcome to the neighborhood deal. Here's my cord, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. California kid. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, welcome.
Right.
To
Yeah, don't you? And they're just shaking their heads like, oh, what a nut. Yeah. And then you got to go out and change out your California license plates real quick because the whole neighborhood knows who you are. Wrap things up here, Matt, let's talk about some last minute ideas, other ideas we didn't touch on that families should consider ahead of these winter months.
Yeah. Winterize your home, right? And this is good for the summer as well. Door thresholds. They seem to get a little bit, you know, have some gaps in them, and that's because people are stepping on all the time, but you can adjust those with a screwdriver, put in a new door sweep. I love covering my air conditioning units, you know, during the winter months, just because the condenser outside, you don't get leaves in it, any kind of debris, it's going to make it last longer. Make sure you're changing your air filters in your furnace, and your air conditioner. At the air end, should equal the air coming out. It's going to keep your furnace and your air conditioning unit lasting longer. And also, for you out in Florida, like limbing those trees, all right? And these powerful storms, they're taking out these giant tree branches. And if they're over your electricity lines, they can take out your electricity line to your house. They can go through your roof. I've seen it go through the roof, cars, and even some you know, bodily harm for people that are outside. So limb those trees right now.
Well, Matt Blashaw, where can we go for more information?
Go to propane.com/formyhome. You'll find some great information on there on how to get prepared.
Matt Blashaw, you're awesome. Always great to have you with us. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the Robertsons with us, Willie and Corey Robertson. Willie, of course, the CEO and company Duck Commander of Duck Dynasty. And Corey, who keeps everybody in order. I mean, with six kids and Willie, it's like a barrel of monkeys that she's in charge of here. So, Corey and Willie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, Willie, first thing, because most important thing, you know, Corey's got a big birthday coming up, and I'm sure you've got big plans for her, right?
Wow, yeah, that's a good reminder. Thank you.
I'm just here to serve, Willie. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Next month, yeah. So she's,
Well, thanks for the reminder to me, though, that I'm going to be 50. So I don't know. I don't know if that was very helpful.
I said that gently, Corey, if you noticed that, how I walked
that's
that right. tight wire there. Yeah.
That's all right.
That,
I'm
hey,
a grandma at, now, so I've given in to it. I'm a grandma.
Oh, how awesome is that, huh? Guy, I'll tell you, there's nothing, you know, right? Oh, cool. Well, congratulations. You know, we've got you both on because we want to talk about The Blind, this new movie, which is the true story of, you know, of the Robertson family. Willie, you know, this whole idea of The Blind, to lay it out, you know, kind of interesting timing because this has been, you know, quite the, you know, well, you've been a great role. I mean, the family has done made an incredible impact. And how they've touched people's lives, and then of course you've got some you know, personal news in the last couple of years. You found out you had a sister you didn't know about.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, the timing was Corey and I wanted to get into production to really just make positive TV and movies, and we saw what an impact Duck Dynasty had in that space, and so we just wanted to jump in there and said, hey, let's try to do that. We didn't really foresee us
doing stuff particularly about ourselves. It's more about other people. But this story came up, and we just thought, wow, what a crazy story of mom and dad and their faith. And, you know, when you think about it, if that doesn't happen and that small family falls apart, then none of it happens in the future. There's no Duck Commander. There's no Duck Dynasty. And we're not talking to you right now, probably. So, yeah, it's like it was a real life changer and a game changer. And I think, you know, I'm appreciative to Phil and Kay being open and honest about their story. There's nothing in the movie I saw that I hadn't heard them talk about. And even you mentioned Phyllis, our sister, that we found out about. That's what made it, I think, more palatable to even take in, is that Phil's always been honest, like, you know, during that time of his life at Park Point, it was just bad. And that was a real gift that we got to meet her and actually live right beside her. Now she moved to West Monroe, she and her family. And it's just one more reminder that God can fix all the broken stuff in our lives. And that's what this movie's truly about, is just him redeeming Phil and Kay and their marriage. And it's led to all the wonderful things that have happened.
Exactly. And Corey, I love Miss Kay's response when she found out about the daughter, right?
Yeah, she has been amazing since day one about Phyllis coming into the family. And I think it's a true testament to the fact that Kay actually truly forgave Phil, which I always have said, like, two miraculous things happened in that moment when Phil turned his life around. He gave his life to Jesus. He truly repented. He truly changed. And Kay actually truly forgave him, which is a very hard thing to do after living for 10 years with somebody that really kind of made your life miserable and kicked you out of the home and all the things that Kay went through with Phil. When he actually turned his life around and he actually surrendered his life to Jesus, Kay really truly forgave him. And then when Phyllis came into the picture, you know, it was just a welcoming, a homecoming, and it was a beautiful reunion rather than something that was, you know, a reminder of the dark past because of Kay's true forgiveness.
Well, and she has the grace to say, you know, to be honest, I've always wanted a daughter. Well, here it is. God gave her a daughter, right?
Yeah. That's been sweet.
Well, Willie, in the movie The Blind, I mean, this is raw. I mean, this is your dad. This is what your mom and dad went through, what the kids went through. You know, when they started laying out the storyline for this movie, what did you think?
Well, I figured it would be like it's described at the beginning of the movie. It's that this is a true story. You know, it's not based on one. It's that.
I thought you were going to say, I figured it would be rated R. That was kind of our concern. Actually, it was like, make this not be rated R.
That's the truth. Yeah, I think it's it may be under the faith movie base, but it was really hard making it anything Christian because the way they were living. So. But yeah, I mean, it was. You know, I think Phil was open to telling it just like it was, and so you know, to show that, capture that part of their life, and we're just thankful that they showed that. Yeah, I think most times in Christianity, and I guess in life in general, you know, we're taught to kind of, hey, your past is in the past and it's behind you, and look forward, and you know, unless they make a movie about it, which will live forever, and really highlight those
exactly.
times. You know, they're willing to do that to be able to help other people, and so I think they really live their life as a testimony for that. To you know, I've seen thousands of people come down there to the house and all sorts of brokenness, marriages, and man, they have just sat and held hands and prayed and really poured so much of their lives into other people's lives. And because I think they knew, you know, I think Dad realized, you know, all the damage he had done, and so he had a lifetime to make up for a lot of that, and they've certainly proven that.
Yeah, when much has been forgiven, much can be forgiven, right? I mean, your dad knows that. He's always had that heart. He's always, by the way, Willie, he keeps teasing me about Miss K's biscuits. So you're gonna come down. I got a bucket of biscuits for you. I say, yeah, you know, you keep saying that, Phil, but you haven't come around to that. Corey, as you mentioned, I mean, this is a movie of redemption. I mean, and it, yes, it is raw, but it is. You think, okay, well, this is a Christian movie. But this is a Christian movie because this is what Christianity is all about, you know. And to me, the blind, it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible, the redemptive verses. You know, and they ask us, I don't know, I don't understand. All I know is I was blind, now I see, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we think about that moment when Saul, you know, he's blinded, and it says the scales came from his eyes, and he proclaimed Jesus as Lord. Then he goes and gets baptized and starts telling everybody. And that's really Phil's story, you know. Phil was this mm-hmm. bad guy, this bad dude that, like, Jesus revealed himself to, and his scales fell from his eyes, and he immediately was baptized and went and started telling everybody he knew, and he hasn't stopped. He's 70-something years old, and he hadn't stopped telling everybody he knows about Jesus. So, yeah, I think that that is the power of the story of Jesus, and you can see mm-hmm. you can see this immediate life change. And I would say within the family, that was what was so powerful for all the boys to see. They saw their dad go from like one way to something totally different, and the only answer is Jesus. So that was a powerful example for them to see growing up as well.
Willie, in the movie itself, I mean, there's so many great parts and moments. What sticks out the most for you?
I think it was the part, you know, towards the end, and not to give the movie away, but it does all work out. The family stays together, even though we're watching.
Yeah, the fact that you two are here are just a little bit of a giveaway, but yeah, right.
Yeah. I think it's towards the end. It's actually where Pastor Bill comes back to Phil, and he really just lays out the gospel story, and I just love the way he laid it out so simple, you know, and Phil was at the end of his rope. And I think the movie says when he came to the end of his life, that was the beginning of God, you know, where he could actually plug that in. And just, I just love the way that they're just sitting, it's just a raw, authentic talk that they had. So simple. I think we, you know, with modern religion and everything, we complicate it so much sometimes, but it's, you know, down just that simple story. And it's, you know, and Phil heard that and obeyed that. And so it's probably that moment, you know. Of course, by that point in the movie, you're ready for him to either do something, you know.
That's right.
either come on board or go to jail or whatever, you know. It's just like he had tried every angle that badness he could do. And so, I think that part of me really sticks out.
Yeah, one of the best compliments we've received, I think, is there's zero cheesiness, you know, because I think a lot of times people think about a Christian film and they're like, oh, you know, there's kind of a tease factor to it, or this glossy, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. that when it comes to that salvation moment. But, you know, I think the way it's portrayed in this film is very raw and real, and not kind of your stereotypical, what you might think you're going to hear.
Yeah, exactly. I got to tell you, Willie and Corey, this reminds me when, you know, I did a lot of work with the Billy Graham Association, and you'd have movies and you'd have a moment like that, a redemptive moment. And it was so key to have counselors. For some reason, I just feel like counselors should be here, because that's going to be a life-changing moment that people are going to respond to. Corey, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. We've felt that whenever we've shown it in theaters, we've done a couple of screeners, and when the movie's over, it's just kind of, there is a silence that you feel in the room, because I think, you know, everyone's kind of contemplating where they fit in their life, and how, in those moments in their life where they felt hopeless, but it wasn't hopeless because of God. And, you know, I think people are going to, this is a, you see the hard times in this film, but it really is a message of hope that there's nobody that's too far gone from the love of Jesus.
Well, Willie and Corey Robertson, thank you so much. Corey, happy birthday early to you. Have a great one. Okay, we'll see you at the movies, The Blind, in theaters on September the 28th of this year. TheBlindMovie.com is where you go for more information. Willie and Corey Robertson, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut